Current state three times daily on WKAR Radio, twice on 90.5 FM, and every day at noon, every weekday at noon on AM 870. Most Michiganders know the Straits of Mackinac from driving over them, not swimming across them. But last week, one local couple got up close and personal with the cold lake waters when they participated in the Mighty Max Swim, an annual swim across the Straits that attracted 84 intrepid participants. This year, Samantha and Todd Kennedy of East Lansing join me to tell us what the experience was like. Welcome to Current State.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Have you warmed up yet?
I think so. Okay. We're on thawed.
Okay. 25 minutes at 375, and you're about back to normal.
About,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for wetsuits.
I tell you, I am not worthy. I am so impressed with you and the 82 others that apparently jumped into the Straits. When did you know you really wanted to do this?
We had a lot of friends really get us involved, and part of it is while Mackinac is always a special place for both of us. We actually got engaged on the island, and we do a couple triathlons up there, and you always look at the bridge and always kind of think what a cool event it would be, or if you ever had the opportunity to swim across it. So it wasn't didn't take much nudging when we found out this was going on to really get us on board. So
were either of you reluctant? I mean, did one of you say, "Oh, come on, we ought to do this"?
And I think I was more gung ho about it than
he was. Oh, really?
I get dragged along on many things in this relationship, but no, it was an absolute blast.
What to talk to us about the physical qualifications here too? I know you're both triathletes, so you're presumably pretty comfortable and pretty adept in the water. Were you? I mean, 4 miles for a serious swimmer?
It was 5 miles if you can go straight across. Nobody was able to because the current was so strong that day. So we went 6 miles, which was actually on the lower end for people that day.
People were blown so far off course that they had to swim that much farther?
Some people went 9 miles, I believe.
I think it was definitely upwards of 8. prolonged their event, prolonged the fun.
How did you prepare for the currents and the wind? How did you prepare for these conditions? Or can't you prepare for these?
I don't think we necessarily did, except for the fact that we race triathlons all the time, which are always in open water. And we have raced up there once a year for the past many years. So I guess that's kind of how we prepared.
Definitely with the triathlon training, we already had a decent amount of base yardage in, so it definitely gave us a foot up on getting really ready for it as opposed to coming from nothing. But nothing really can quite prepare you from getting all the way out in there in the water with, you know, 4, 3, 4, 5 foot waves at times.
For sure. You were dealing with 5 foot waves?
That's what we heard.
Definitely 4. It was a new experience for me. I've swam in some pretty rough water, and that one takes the cake.
Mm-hmm. What was it like, Samantha, dipping your toe in the water just as you were getting started? Were you more anxious than on a typical long swim?
When we first started, it was more a lot of excitement that we were finally getting started because it was a little over a year leading up to this. Mm. So at the very beginning, it was a lot of excitement and the water was still relatively calm. I don't think I started to get more anxious until I could no longer see the bottom.
Yes. That will do a trick on your psychology, I would imagine.
Yeah.
What about you, Todd?
Definitely. It's similar to Samantha. Getting started actually was probably the most fun part. A lot of the apprehension was the days and weeks and even months leading up to it, because the swim was only half the journey, really, because the event itself being a great fundraising event for Habitat for Humanity, raising money through all the events. So actually, the start of the swim was probably the most fun. Similar to Sam, as soon as you hit the first tower and the waves started to get nuts, that's when the nerves started to set in, actually.
Todd and Samantha Kennedy of East Lansing are here to tell us about participating in the Mighty Max Swim last week. This is the annual swim across the Straits that attracted the Kennedys and 82 other participants here this year. What was the water temperature?
It was about 67 degrees,
ooh,
which is pretty chilly, but with a wetsuit, it was pretty manageable. Mm-hmm.
You know, as demanding as the swim itself was, I keep thinking that enormous bridge right there, it kind of makes me jumpy, almost as if the whole thing might come crashing down on you while you're swimming across the Mackinac Straits. Was the bridge a distraction? Was it a preoccupation in any way?
Only in the way that we got blown fairly far to the east. So I think if the bridge had fallen down, we all would have been well clear. But in that when you were trying to get to the other side, because the bridge was a little far off, it seemed like you were never moving.
Todd, how often do you train? How often are you in the water? How often are you running? That kind of thing.
Definitely 3 times a week for swimming, and then hopefully at least that much running as well. But some days, depending on how motivated I am, usually about 3 times a week, though.
Back to the swim, how long did it take to swim the, what'd you say, 6 miles?
6 miles for us, yeah. Well, the boys in my group were pretty fast. So Todd and some of his friends finished in 2 hours and 50 minutes. Took me a little bit longer. I finished in about 3 hours.
What was the single most challenging aspect of this?
Ooh, it was definitely in the middle section with at least of the swim itself, the waves in the middle where it was at its deepest point when you just felt like you were on an endless treadmill of water, because it was almost mentally as tough as it was physically, because you're battling the water, you're battling the waves and the current and the thought of you're never going to reach the other side. That was probably the toughest part.
What was staying warm a challenge, Samantha?
Staying warm wasn't really a challenge. We're used to relatively cool water, and we had full-sleeve wetsuits. So once you got going, just your own swimming and trying to get across was keeping us warm enough, and with the wetsuits, we were definitely warm enough.
Samantha and Todd Kennedy are here to talk to us about swimming the Mackinac Straits last week and the Mighty Mack Swim. How does this compare, Todd, with previous events that you've participated in? Is this some kind of bigger accomplishment, or how does it rate?
Definitely, it's bigger in a different way, because Samantha and I do lots of triathlons, of course, and the swims are always much smaller, really more for personal enjoyment. This event was more special in that there was a bigger cause behind it, raising all the money for Habitat for Humanity, doing something that was really a once-in-a-lifetime experience. We'll see if it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'll definitely be taking the bridge for the next couple of years. But so in its own right, it was special, and probably one of the more special things I've been able to do compared to the other events that I do.
Talk to us about what you do when you're not accomplishing outstanding athletic feats here. Samantha, what do you do?
Well, in addition to competing as a professional triathlete this year, I work as a psychiatry resident for Michigan State. Mm.
So you are a professional triathlete. How does that work? Have sponsors.
Yep, I have sponsors, and I'm on a team. And basically, you have to finish in a certain spot at a certain race. There's all sorts of crazy rules, and then they give you a little plastic card that says elite on it.
How about that? Are you professional as well, Todd?
Oh, no. I just train enough to try stay ahead of Sam. I work as a pharmacist in the East Lansing area, so that takes a lot of my time. But, yep, no, I'm not a professional triathlete. I do my best, though.
I have to ask, I mean, the swim coincided with the walk over the bridge. Were you conscious of the walkers up on the bridge? Could you hear them or see them?
I could see them.
By any chance?
I was a little envious.
Probably couldn't hear them.
Maybe at the start when we were closer to the bridge. We got blown away by the time we got to the middle, so you lost sight of them. But I definitely saw them walking at first, and I was like, well, that was maybe a better idea on a day like today. But
I read that there's a security zone around the bridge that's enforced by Homeland Security, and that the route had to be planned in such a way that the current wouldn't pull swimmers too close to it. Did that impact you, or were you aware of that?
Yes, they had it. Our event coordinators, they did a good job of showing all the different ways we could swim. They had about 3 or 4 different routes we could have taken, and we had the Coast Guard shuttling us across, but also keeping us out of that I think it was 450 feet zone from the bridge, which is actually pretty close when you get to it. But yes, they kept us safe, but also kept us a decent away from the bridge as well.
You going to do this again? Do you expect to participate in the Mighty Mack Swim, Samantha?
It's on the radar, definitely. We really loved raising money and holding the events that we did to raise the money for it, but it was definitely time-consuming, so we may need a few years off to recover.
Understood. Todd, what about you?
Oh, same. Same with Samantha. I mean, I think we both had the desire to do it again. We might need a breather.
Going to do it faster.
Yeah, do it a little bit faster. We'll cross our fingers for good weather for the next time we do it, for sure.
Understood. We want to thank our intrepid swimmers and triathletes from East Lansing. Samantha and Todd Kennedy have been talking about swimming the Mackinac Straits last week and the Mighty Mack Swim for Habitat for Humanity. Congratulations on your accomplishment. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Joining us.
Thank you so
Thanks
much for having us.